This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN. Frontier's management sim not only avoids a sophomore slump, it fights for the podium. This is your IGN review of F1 Manager 2023 by Christopher Edgerton. F1 Manager 2023 takes all the excitement of a race weekend and shifts the focus to behind the pit wall. If you're a fan of the Codemasters F1 games, you know how stressful the tight turns on some of these street circuits are. I can't tell you how many times a qualifying lap has been ruined by a light touch of the wall at Monaco. In F1 Manager, that's not my problem. My only job is to tell the driver to watch their tires, fuel consumption, and about a dozen other metrics on not just one F1 car, but two. F1 Manager 2023 fixes minor mistakes from the series' debut last year and adds new ways to play, and it remains a compelling motorsports management simulation that's committed to helping you grow both your knowledge and love of the sport. Juggling multiple metrics and managing a pair of the most elite race cars on the planet may sound overwhelming on paper, but in practice, everything feels like an opportunity to learn. And to help you learn, F1 Manager 2023 adds a brand new scenario mode called Race Replay. Race Replay features both full race replays and team-specific objectives for each track. The first moment I tried was a moment at Silverstone that required me to push both McLaren cars up to the podium after a yellow flag restart. It was the very first thing I played, so I was still trying to get my bearings. Despite the text of the challenge telling me that Norris needed to pit, I waited for about half a lap for Norris to suggest the pit stop himself. This resulted in him taking longer to get to the pits, but there was also a pit stop error, which resulted in Norris dropping to 10th position and causing me to fail the challenge. When I restarted, this time I immediately told him to pit as soon as the game let me. On this occasion, there was no pit stop error, and Norris held track position in fourth, making it very easy for him to overtake and win the challenge. It's this ability to A/B test your own actions that makes me feel like F1 Manager 2023 genuinely wants to teach the value of confident decision-making and how crucial that is to becoming a world champion constructor. This ethos is the thing that shines brightest in F1 Manager and is so inviting that I often find myself wanting to play Race Replay more often than the flagship career mode. If any of this sounds interesting, the deluxe edition of F1 Manager 2023 includes 14 additional race moments, including a scenario at the brand new Las Vegas Grand Prix, if you're itching to see how it drives without simming most of a career season. F1 Manager 2023 also makes sure to keep its authenticity intact by adding two new tracks that were added to the 2023 calendar, as well as the sprint weekend format for six race weekends. These two simple additions make the strategy layer of career mode entirely different from last year. Sprint weekends forego a practice session in order to run a shorter distance race on Saturday for a crack at more constructor points. While it's caused heated debate among F1 fans, it's a perfect example of what makes F1 Manager stand out. It's an opportunity to collect data and feel comfortable. Once you're ready for a race weekend, you have three main mechanics to push the pace of your cars on track. Asking your driver to increase the heat on your tires will cause them to speed up, at the cost of literally burning rubber. Run your tires too long and too hard, and you'll turn a two-stop race into a three-stop race, and likely force your driver and team out of the points. Managing your tires throughout an entire weekend can be difficult if you aren't careful. Certain tracks are harder on tires than others, and if you use up most of your soft tires in practice or qualifying, you might get stuck starting the race on a worn set. It's an authentic juggling act. The Energy Recovery System, or ERS, is the internal battery of the car that charges the engine and is, for me, the toughest part of the on-track mechanics to master. While F1 Manager 2023 thankfully doesn't let you shoot yourself in the foot by draining the battery completely and shutting down the car, it does force you to go back to 1x speed when you hit zero. Verdict. F1 Manager 2023 proves that Frontier isn't one and done. It's a championship contender. Race Replay is an absolute show stealer, and there's nothing better than solving the strategic puzzle laid out for you in a single go. F1 Manager 2023 is as enjoyable to listen to at normal speed as it is to play, and although you can rush at 16x speed for an entire season in an afternoon if you want, it's far more relaxing to treat it like an actual race and just chill out and watch. F1 Manager 2023 is a deep sports management experience that understands that racing can be a sport everyone can enjoy. And if you enjoy any type of management game at all, you should consider adding this to your collection. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on F1 Manager 2023, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.